You're listening to SBS News.
Suffering shock and brought to outdoor triage by a stranger, 5-year-old Akbar was found wandering by himself days after the tsunami hit. But amongst Palu's ruins, Akbar is reunited with his mother, who was brought to the same clinic as him with a head injury. She and her 3 children were all on the beachfront when they were swept away by the huge waves. Their father, Lukman, was elsewhere that fateful day. He first found his wife, then his 2 other children in rescue centers. A nurse tending to Akbar says seeing his family again has lifted his spirits.
He's still terribly upset about what happened, but he's happy to see his mom.
Amongst the growing list of lives lost, an air traffic controller is being hailed a hero. This pilot says the air traffic controller stayed at his post in the control tower as the earthquake shook it to ensure a plane was able to safely take off.
He stayed in his positions until the very last of my departure and until the tower was shaking very bad. And then once he made sure that the aircraft departed safely, then he jumped from the tower to the lower level. That's what happened when he broke his arm and his legs. I think he did a very heroic actions. He did his job professionally.
Nothing is normal in central Sulawesi anymore, as desperate survivors continue to battle thirst and hunger, taking what they can to feed their families. One of the scavengers from a devastated neighborhood in Palu, Andy Arif, told reporters people haven't received the promised aid. Very little aid is trickling through because of impossible roads. Some of the worst affected areas still haven't been properly reached. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has toured badly affected parts of Palu and ordered reinforcements for the recovery and aid efforts. Officials say the military presence has been stepped up across the disaster zone. Jakarta Police Commander Rudis says limited fuel supplies are hindering the response. He says as fuel supply is limited, the city cannot run normally. Fuels transported from other cities have arrived as planned, but he says it is hard to dispatch heavy machines. Australia has now committed 54 medical professionals as part of a $5 million help package and stands ready to commit support from the Defence Force. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a variety of assistance is being made available.
Those planned arrangements include medical teams, medical equipment, and as well as providing the support of defence assets as required. That will be coordinated all through the Indonesian government and all Australians. All Australians stand with our Indonesian friends and neighbours as they are going through what I can only imagine is the most horrific of times.
Choi Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.